Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. After a rebound on Thursday, Indian stocks slipped back into the red today. Shares of Adani Group companies plunged as much as 14% after a news report said the US SEC has asked a judge to allow the use of alternative methods to serve legal notice on Gautam Adani and his nephew Sagar, reports Jay Jagannath. The pressure wasn't just on equities. The rupee continued its slide, touching a record low of 91.95 against the dollar amid global uncertainty and foreign portfolio outflows. As the World Economic Forum draws to a close, check out today's series of interviews by Chandra R. Srikanth in Davos. CEO Salil Parekh said that the IT giant will hire 20,000 graduates in FY27. Paolo Dalcin, global lead for cybersecurity at Accenture, said that Accenture to set up Bengaluru Lab focused on physical AI and robotic security. And Karnataka's Industries Minister M.B. Patil saying that the state has consciously avoided meeting Indian companies to sign MOUs in Davos. His comments are a potential potshot at the neighbouring government of Maharashtra, which has signed multiple deals with Indian companies in Davos. Zoho founder Sridhar Vembu spoke to Bhavya Dilipkumar on why Zoho has put its semiconductor fabrication plant plans on hold. He said that Zoho will continue to invest in semiconductor design and is looking to expand into Uttar Pradesh later this year. Aishwarya Nair writes that local family-run jewelry outlets are facing a liquidity squeeze. With gold becoming pricier, demand is reducing, and existing customers are being drawn towards larger chain stores. Local jewelers and goldsmiths across the country have reported a 45% decline in volume, leading to concerns about the viability of such stores. With the India-EU trade deal likely to be signed soon, Shweta Goswami outlines all the work and diplomacy that went into completing this deal. It has potential for exponential growth opportunities for the Indian micro, small and medium enterprises. Meghna Mittal and Priyansh Verma look at which sector will gain from the EU deal, depending on the finer details of the agreement. And finally, chaos due to mismanagement by IndiGo didn't just affect the airline. It took a toll on airports, regulators, authorities, and even ticketing agencies. An unlikely beneficiary of the crisis was online platform Ixigo. Mariam Faruqi spoke to Rajnish Kumar, director and group co-CEO, on how Ixigo handled the crisis at its end. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.